to go to Cookeville.
Oh.
And that's about a 4-hour drive, and then 3.5, and then we're going to drive to Knoxville. I got a doctor's appointment at 2, I think, tomorrow afternoon in Knoxville, and then we'll be home.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening, but I'll be in the car all day long. So.
Okay, I'll work on this deal, and then I'll keep in touch with you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
What's your thinking? What's your thinking? He obviously doesn't want to talk to us.
No. I don't. I'm sure that Ron would have called me back.
Yeah.
Except he had to have talked to Lee, or he would have called me back. And Lee's a man.
Absolutely.
He's fired now not to call me back.
Yeah. Well, why would he act that way? Does he blame us for Maryland, or is he just, we're just spare fuel right now? He doesn't need us anymore.
I don't know.
And doesn't want to pay us.
I don't know. After we get done with this deal, then we'll decide what the next move, because I want that money now.
You think you got any chance of getting it?
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one thing not to pay us in the future, but it's another thing not to pay us for the past.
Well, we earned it once. You know, that's my point. We're doing the second time for free because we only get paid once.
Right.
I mean, I had that all done 2 years ago, and he screwed up. And if he had quit sending all those damn fucking emails out, are you on speaker?
No.
If I'd have quit sending all those emails, he'd have quit sending all those emails out, we wouldn't have 90% of our trouble.
And he's still sending that crap out.
I know.
He's insulting and scaring people.
He doesn't understand the word stealth, and in my world, you better know what that word means.
Yeah.
You don't want to know, you want people to forget you're alive.
Well, he owes us all of it, but we'll settle for half of it. Just to get out of this. Just to get away and forget about it. He won't ever have to hear worry about us again.
Right.
But he does owe us that money.
So,
anyway. And if he does, if he says he doesn't, then I'm going to ask him, what does he think, what do you think, Lee, that you owe us? Anything? For all that work? Anything? See what he says.
Yeah, I can say anything you want. I don't care anymore.
All right. Well, let's figure out what's happening.
Nice old Sheldon anymore.
Well, we'll just have to. Nice old Sheldon's going to have to ask his friends to help.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, and the question is going to be, how fast can they act?
Well, I'd say pretty fast.
And they have ways of finding out where he is and how to reach him?
I'm sure that's not a problem. I don't know how they do all that, but I don't...
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know some of that.
No. But does he have government protection?
Who?
Lee.
Oh.
They know that too, I guess, huh?
He claims to, but I would hope he does, but if he does, I just can't imagine anybody as smart as he is going to be screwing around over $10 billion.
Or even five.
Or five, even,
Yeah.
If I had that kind of money, with us too, I'd give them 10 so fast it'd make your head spin. Just get rid of
me. Me too. Me too.
We'll give him the choice. You want rid of us, give us five, and we'll call it even.
Yeah, that's it.
No less. No less.
That's it.
No negotiation. One-time offer. Take it or leave it.
There you go.
No, not take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You better take it, I mean.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's pretty serious. It's pretty serious.
But we got to do it this week because I can't go on any longer.
I know. So we'll just go to it.
I mean, this was a once in a lifetime thing I got together for us.
I know.
And I don't want to lose that.
I don't want to lose it either, so.
And it's getting better since I first talked to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting better by the month.
Huh. You think he'll offer us? I just don't think he'll offer us anything.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, don't we?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
I'll be ready anytime tomorrow, so. I'll be in the car, so call. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
So long.